revenues to exceed expenses by $9.4 million. And then if you take that $9.4 million, add it to about $17 million of depreciation, this is the cash that's supposed to be generated by the hospital. Again, cash being king, most important, particularly for a hospital operation, that's important to see how much cash we're generating for the hospital. Again, you look at this, and this is still very slim margins for the hospital. If you look at the, we've looked at the Medicaid situation. We have projected that maybe a $7 million loss in Medicaid next year with the Medicaid adjustments that were made by the state. There's other programs where we're going to expect some Medicaid reductions for particular programs. Again, it remains to be seen when as the year rolls out, really what will be the Medicaid ultimate hit from the Medicaid adjustments. So again, my bottom line, I think, is in summary is what we're looking at for purposes of putting together the drove one out. So what we're looking at as far as what's on the table for purposes of putting together our fiscal 13 budget, we're looking at this $207 million unpaid. The state basically admits to at least $8 billion of unpaid bills. It may be more, depending on how many Medicaid bills are still sitting on the back platform and haven't been processed yet, by the state controller. But they're admitting to at least $8 billion of bills that are sitting there as of the end of the fiscal year, and we're in that queue. State appropriation, as Dr. Easter referred to, and I showed you in the first slide, a reduction of $42.5 million. When you take a look at what they did this year, they put the surveys, the transfer of the surveys, the scientific surveys, $15.9 million. They actually put that into the appropriation. So our actual, if you take a look at our appropriation, it'll only look like we're down $27 million, but it's down $42.5 million in the GRF, and then you add back this $15 million, $16 million from the survey transfer. That's a little bit differently the way they handled it this year. I've already mentioned this, the fact that we're working with an appropriation is now at the 1998 level on a nominal basis, and in 1966 if you adjust it for inflation. The state Medicaid overhaul will affect our medical center. We think we've tried to project what the impact is going to be. It's going to be critical to us to keep the census up at the hospital in order to maintain an operating margin at the hospital. No capital for the no capital bill for FY13 for this coming year. If we have to do anything from the standpoint of capital, we're going to have to do it from revenue bonds, or we're going to have to do it from the operating budget in the form of financing through COPS or cash for anything that we have to do that's a great necessity on the capital side. Nothing from the state. We basically, as it has been put out and mentioned, 2% merit, 0.5% for equity and market salary increase. We are hopeful that we will certainly expect that we're going to be able to deal with that via tuition and reallocation or expense reduction to deal with that, and it's certainly, as mentioned by Dr. Easter this morning. I think the big thing that we have to basically keep an eye open for and how we're going to cushion for it in this budget is the impact of pension. I heard this morning that the governor may be even asking for the legislature to come back as early as August, but whether that'll happen, I don't know. Certainly by the veto session or by January, they really do, frankly, have a gun to their heads to do something about pension for purposes of the state credit. But going back to the slide I had, for every 1% they ask us to pay, it would be worth about $15 million for us, and how we deal with that in this budget has to be considered too. Lastly, how we deal with this is basically has already been also mentioned by Dr. Easter, but we've been doing our best to control employment and adjustments in employment. Certainly the ARR, particularly in IT and administrative streamlining, has been important to us, and all the other efforts that we put together to basically put ourselves in a position to deal with this 6% cut for this year. So that's what's basically before us. The board meeting is less than 60 days for the budget, and we'll be probably visiting with you individually, on the budget leading up to that meeting.
Walter, question back on slide 3, the payments on behalf.
Yep.
The big piece of that.